Should we welcome our friends like we did the last time? Like reiterate what we're doing for the fourth time?
Yeah, we should, since we're in the fourth season. Hello, and welcome to Balls,
Balls!
a supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy.
Hi, I'm
And
Missy.
I'm Liz, or Lizzie, whatever you want to call. And in the podcast, if you're new to this podcast, and just to reiterate, for anyone tuning in, we are now on season four.
Woo!
And in this podcast, we go season by season, episode by episode, and kind of recap the episode, talk about our reactions to the episode, and then Miss, what do you do?
I give you little tiddly bits of information you may or may not have known.
So the fun facts
Fun facts, a little
or knowledge
maybe a little
bombs.
behind the scenes. You know, it
Ooh.
varies. What do you do, Liz?
I go into the myths, mythologies, the
I have
myths.
mythologies.
You have mythologies. You should have done this part. Jeez. So I go into the myths, mythologies, or monsters in the episode to give you a little bit more information and sometimes compare and contrast what Supernatural did or did not do correctly.
Yeah, how well they stuck to the lore or not.
Yes. And otherwise, we just kind of talk about Supernaturals, which is what you're here for, right?
Exactly.
Well, welcome. We took a little bit of hiatus. We're back now. So should we get into it?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Balls, a supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy.
Wow, I feel like we weren't gone that long.
We really weren't. It was only a couple weeks. It was long enough.
It was long enough, but we were active. You got a TikTok.
Your TikTok blew up.
But it only blew up with one video for Dean.
Blew up. You are like TikTok famous. You're gonna start making money off these videos.
Maybe only the one. Only well,
Only the one.
the Joe Supernatural song one. She's up to, hold on. Let me pull up my
Oh,
numeros.
give us your TikTok stats.
All right. So we're up now to 670 followers. Woo!
Damn.
I know. The Joe Supernatural music video is up to 7,681.
Look at you
And
go.
Eye of the Tiger, which I was told should have been mirrored. They were correct. But I was filming it on my lunch break, is now up to 12.1K.
I rolled my eyes at that comment. I saw that comment and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, seriously?
The one that I think I actually rolled my eyes to was the, let me see if I can find, Miss the Impala. Watched the original so many times and got this so good. I also miss the Impala. If I had it, I would have done it with the Impala and I would have mirrored it. It would have been perfect. But I own a Toyota Corolla. So
People
that's
are
what the
so
world got.
ridiculous.
That's what the
People
world got.
so ridiculous. Like, come on, seriously? Well, you should have used an Impala. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Like,
There was one person though who finally called it on the Joe Supernatural music one. That was like a dying Joe cosplay. Dark. I was like, I don't know why that one's flying off. I'm covered in blood. And also, people like bypass that one right to Dean. And the two comments that I would laugh at so hard were the ones that are like, "Hey Joe, you remind me of Joe." Well, I did her for a couple cosplays previous to this. And the other one is my favorite. Gee, I wonder who your favorite supernatural character is, Dean. And I'm sitting here going, "You're wrong."
if you only, clearly you don't listen to the podcast, people.
I mean, don't get me wrong, love Dean. Definitely top three.
I more than love Dean. It's cool.
But not my favorite character in the series. Couple housekeeping things. As you guys know, we took Hunter Happy Hour and instead of making it monthly, made it seasonal.
Seasonally.
And we're thinking about shooting for August. I think we talked about August.
I thought we said July, but it
Did we
doesn't
say
matter
July? End of
to me.
July. End of July.
End of July works. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, cool, because I got too many birthdays in August. That's a lot.
We'll come up with a set date here in a
Yes.
probably within the week.
But aiming for end of July for
Yes.
that, for the summer, for the supernatural summer ha Hunter Happy Hour.
I like it. The shh. It's a shh.
It is a shh.
But hopefully
It's
it'll
a
be.
secret for our listeners and anyone
Oh.
who follows us on Instagram and sees that we're live.
Well, hopefully we'll be together and we'll be outside.
We are going to try, and obviously, we'll have a cocktail for you guys and all that fun stuff. Obviously, you can contact us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, email, any questions, comments, critiques.
We're working on getting a new website, but they're dicking me around and I don't appreciate it.
Just go smack them. Just go.
I wish I could. Just go whack them.
I'll support it. I'll be your Bobby. Just have them call me. And
there you go. The right phone.
A couple of things that we've mentioned in other seasons / other episodes, if you haven't listened and you're new. We have mentioned MementoCon.
Yes.
We live in the good city of Pittsburgh, and we are lucky enough to have MementoCon, which was supposed to be in May, but has since moved to September.
It's moved a bunch of times.
Yeah. Classic COVID.
Exactly.
So MementoCon, unlike CreationCon, because they still have Jensen and Jared tied up in their ropes. Very Ruby-esque in that name.
Oh.
MementoCon is now September 4th to the 5th, 2021, here in classic Pittsburgh, PA, and will be held at the David Lawrence Convention Center.
I have to change that in my calendar.
And why we mentioned MementoCon?
Why, Liz?
It's essentially a supernatural reunion!
Woohoo!
They will have guests such as Misha Collins, Castillo.
Oh my god.
Which is key to this episode.
Very key to this episode.
Along with Mark Shepard, Timothy Amundsen,
yeah.
Richard Spate Jr., Rob Benedict, Matt Cohen, Jim Beaver.
I was going to say, most importantly, Jim Beaver is going to be there.
As well as Stephen Williams. So a little Rufus Bobby moment. Lauren Tom, Osric Chow, Rachel Miner. So fun times.
It's a good lineup.
Very fun times. It's a very good lineup. I mean, the biggest one they announced most recently was Misha.
Yes, that was a big announcement.
And I mean, out of the three, at least you get one. And he plays two characters.
If you're into that.
Technically, he plays three characters throughout the season.
That's true.
Four, if you want to count a couple other incantations of Castiel. But Jimmy Novak, Castiel, and Misha.
Jimmy Novak.
Good old Jimmy. All right. So any other housekeeping things you want to touch on?
Nope. I'm good.
All right, guys. So in this episode, our first episode back, since we are on season 4, we are now on episode 1, Lazarus Rising.
OMG.
Came out September 18th, 2008, and takes place in Pontiac, Illinois, and then Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And weirdly enough, the timeline fits September 18th to the 20th, 2008.
Mm-hmm. That was the date on the newspaper.
Mm-hmm. So they just lined themselves up perfectly.
For a second, when I was watching it, I wrote it down. I was like, they went into the future. And then I was like, oh, no, wait, this is season 4. So it would have started in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, look at them being in the future. Nope, you're just dumb. Are you ready for a plot?
Yes. Hit it.
Okay. 4 months after he was ripped apart and his soul dragged to hell by a hellhound, Dean Winchester inexplicably wakes up underground in a coffin, completely whole and intact except for a burn in the shape of a handprint on his left arm. He manages to escape his coffin, but he is ambushed by an unknown entity. Believing that Sam made a deal with the demon to bring him back, he tracks Sam down near where he had been buried. But Sam is just as surprised at Dean's resurrection as he is himself, having tried and failed to bring Dean back despite promising not to. It is later revealed to the audience that Sam's psychic abilities have advanced greatly as he is now able to exorcise demons with them. It is also revealed that he is now intimately involved with the Winchester shady demon ally, Ruby.
Brunette Ruby.
Brunette Ruby.
Which is also the season he meets his wife, Genevieve, who plays Brunette Ruby.
Mm-hmm. Which makes it like a little creepier when they do like their love scenes and things.
Well, I think at that point they were just dating.
But it's like you're looking into their bedroom, which means they would be feistier anyway.
Perhaps.
Ally Ruby, who has returned from wherever Lilith sent her in their last confrontation. Sam and Dean's friend Bobby Singer brings the Winchesters to a psychic named Paula. Brings to a psychic named Pamela Barnes.
Pamela!
For help in discovering what pulled Dean out of hell. Pamela does not find the name of... No, she does. Pamela does find out the name of the being Castiel, but the sight of Castiel burns her eyes out, resulting in her becoming permanently blind when she disregards his warnings and tries to look at him.
Permanently blind? He melts her eyeballs.
Melted her eyeballs.
Melted her eyeballs.
When they went over to look at her, there was still smoke coming off of her eyes.
Yeah, there were no eyeballs there.
No.
That was a cauterized wound.
Yeah, but the eyes again. Always with the eyes.
Always with the eyes.
Sick of being toyed with, Dean decides to summon the thing together with Bobby while Sam is away, having his own secret rendezvous with Ruby in order to find out what it wants. Castiel appears, revealing himself to be an angel, not a demon, to a skeptical Dean. He explains that he is responsible for dragging Dean out of hell, and when Dean asks why he, of all people, would be worthy of being saved, Cass says the God has work for him to do.
He raised him from perdition.
Gripped him. And gripped raised him. Him from perdition.
That's a hell of a, like, that's like a frog print grip. Like, there wasn't, like, a grasp. He just, like, stuck his hand to his shoulder and just, like, pulled him out.
Exactly, like the jelly thing that you stick to the window.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what it was. So, this our first, the first time we see Cass, that's, like, a big thing.
That's still one of my favorite, like, camera angles and how they do that. Ugh.
With his wings?
Yes.
His wings come up, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's still, like, we're 11 seasons out and finished with the season, the series. And that still hands down one of the ones parts of the series that just sticks in my brain.
It's a pretty big moment.
So, any big takeaways from this episode for you? Anything that stuck out?
Dean's a little messed up.
Yeah, but he's still classic Dean. Yeah. I mean, he crawled himself out. He chugged some water, examined himself, found the little handprint. then grabbed water candy and a copy of Busty Asian Beauties. He's not that different than we thought he was.
You can't forget the porn. I mean, well, come on.
He's true to what he likes.
I did find out that he has perky nipples. And oh. That is what makes him so special.
Okay. I also, I feel like Bobby had the correct reaction to Dean calling him.
Yeah.
He's just like, he's like, stop fucking around.
Yeah. Hang up on him. Leave me alone.
This isn't funny.
Then he still gets him with the holy water. Even after he proves he's not a demon and it really is him.
I also like Bobby's face in that moment where he's just like, well, I mean, did you not?
Oh, the Dean, his hand coming through the ground.
Mm.
Like, I probably would have had a heart attack from, like, realizing I was buried alive. Well, I mean, I'm alive now. I think then I would die because I'd be like, shit, how am I going to get out of here? Was he actually buried, like, 6 feet under? I feel like that would be pretty hard to get through all that dirt.
I feel like he probably wasn't, because this whole thing stemmed from Sam and Sam trying to save him.
So he wouldn't put him that deep.
Which is the whole, yeah, which is the whole reason why Dean was still in One Piece and not burned alive like they do with Hunters.
Right.
Because that's what Bobby wanted to do with Dean. Mm-hmm. And Sam said, nah, we're burying him. And we're not just burying him. We're going to give him a proper semi-normal burial where we're going to put him in a casket, well, a box.
Yeah.
And put him under, but I don't feel like they put him too far under.
I would hope not, because that would be a lot to try to dig your way through.
I feel like Dean could have really used one of the bells.
Yeah, that probably would have been helpful, but no one would have been around to hear it.
Yes, and Sam apparently just fucking left him.
Sam probably would have put it, like, he would have had an app on his BlackBerry or something.
Just a camera on the grave.
There you go.
Because in that vein, like, what do you do? I mean, Sam was doing everything he could to bring him back.
Does he just go randomly check?
Yeah, does he just, like, drive back, like, no, not yet? Like, no, how?
Still not up. Okay, cool. I'll be back. He did have a lighter in his pocket, though.
Well, that's the other thing. Was he buried? Like, that, what surprises me is, obviously, Sam changed him.
That's awkward.
Because he was puppy chow by the time that hellhound was done with him.
Yeah.
But, obviously, he's in One Piece. His clothes are not ripped. He had stuff in his pockets.
Yeah.
He still had some of his stuff on.
Not his Samulet, though.
Not the Samulet.
Because Sam had that.
Sam was wearing it.
Sam saved the Samulet. I don't know. I mean, if Dean came back, that's pretty much what I got from this episode. He was gone for 4 months. He's back.
Yeah, he wasn't gone that long. I mean, in our time, in Hell time, he was gone a long time.
Yeah.
We find out later. But I mean, he was in real good condition from where the Hellhound left him, from where Hell left him.
Yeah.
Like, he just had that one little palm print on his delt.
Oh, that little thing. It's fine. Oh, but we find out there's a god. I guess that's a big thing.
Oh, I mean, we find out that angels are real.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, Dean didn't believe in angels or God.
Well, they didn't believe in demons, really, at the beginning either.
Because that was one of the big conversations that Sam and Dean have about, yeah, like, God and the faith healer, and mm-hmm. Back when Sam took him to go see the faith healer.
When he got electrocuted.
Mm-hmm. One of the multiple times he's almost / did die.
I was going to say, you know, the first time he almost died?
Yeah, that time. The OG.
That time back in season one.
What else? Oh, we get to meet a psychic. That's exciting.
Yes. Pamela, not Paula, like I called her.
And she has, I love her because she's sassy. She hits on Dean. Zero problems.
Yeah, when she's like, I need to touch something that it touched. He's like, it didn't touch me there.
She's like, okay, fine.
Oh, whatever.
The least you could do is take off your shirt, but if you want to roll up your sleeve, I'll deal with it.
Then she invited Sam to have a threesome.
That was weird. because like I really like The Lonely Island and I love Lady Gaga and like the Golden Rule of Three, I get and I laugh and I'd sing.
Yeah.
But like they tell us it's okay to have a three-way with a honey in the middle, there's some leeway.
Yeah.
But they're just friends. I feel like there's a line.
If it's your brother.
Yeah. Not to mention we already had this conversation before. We already saw how Sam reacts if he sees Dean's ding-a-ling.
My ding-a-ling. But
pudding. I have to. We're not even there yet. Oh, but if you watch it, you know, you understand.
If you know, you know.
If you know how to know how to say you watch Supernatural without saying you watch Supernatural. I like this episode too because obviously Dean's still on the busty Asian beauty kick, but he now gets to see Sam kind of doing some Dean stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because when he finds Sam in a town not too far from where he was buried, he is with a very scantily clad lady who he later obviously realizes brunette Ruby. But
Dean thinks it's a hooker.
Yeah, it totally does. And Sam doesn't even like mention a name.
Yeah, doesn't he call her the wrong name?
He calls her the wrong name.
Yeah, quote unquote the wrong name.
Yeah, he calls her the wrong name.
And he's not wearing plaid. No. He has like some weird hippie shirt on.
Yeah, it was real weird. He looked skeezy.
Yeah.
Kind of skeezy.
But his baby Burns went away. His little lamb chops were cut off.
That's true.
What did Genevieve do to those? She chopped his chops. Ruby.
Also, the funnier part, like, now knowing that it's Ruby, she had to have had fun fucking with Dean.
Oh, definitely.
Because obviously that one point where she asks if they're together.
Yeah.
She knows.
Mm-hmm.
She's just being a dick.
She's like, so, it's my brother, you creep.
They're so cute. Also, like, I didn't know I guess psychics could call on angels.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But I didn't know that they could, like, force them to, like, do you think Cass was like, nope, that's a bad idea. No, that's a really bad idea. I really don't, okay.
Maybe he just butted in. Maybe she was trying to, like, contact something else, and he's like, I'm here. And she's like, no, thank you. He's like, but I want to chat. But don't look at me. Look away.
But man, that the sound that the angel makes when he's trying to talk is awful. Awful.
You have to like mute the TV. Like it's so.
Oh, so every single time.
Ear piercing. It's like, oh my God, just shut up.
And you'd think at some point out of the five times that Cass has already tried to get a hold of Dean.
Yes.
He's like, okay, you know what? This is not working. You know what? I've tried everything. This isn't working.
I guess you can't hear my real voice. Well, no like, shit. It's like a dog whistle.
I don't understand why he didn't just use Pamela to speak instead of being like, okay, I mean, obviously you understand me.
Why do you have to burn her eyes out?
But you want to see me too? Okay, be like, no, how about I make you a deal? I just use you to speak because I need to tell Dean some stuff.
Yeah.
Also, props to Cass because at this point, he's trying to contact Dean. He's trying to save him, but he obviously has to get a vessel in order to see him, but he's also Pamela. Like, Cass is all over the place.
I feel like he can move super fast though, so. That's not that big of a deal. Cass is everywhere.
I mean, he is an angel.
An angel of the Lord.
Also, I'm pretty sure this is the point where Jimmy Novak dies.
Aww.
Because you think about it, Jimmy kind of gives himself over to Cass, we find out later on. Spoilers, sorry.
Yeah, it's like, we don't know this.
But he stabs him with Ruby's knife.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously we find later that, like, an angel possession is exactly like a demon possession.
Yep.
They're pretty much just like taking a backseat to everything that's going on. Well, no, maybe. Maybe the angel can heal the body? Because I don't think Jimmy's dead. Because when Cass leaves. I'll have to give that some more thought.
I don't know because, spoiler, Cass takes over.
Yeah, but at one point Jimmy comes back.
Yeah.
Because he returns home.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Have to figure. Anyone else who has thoughts on that, let us know, because now that whole Cass thing is real confusing, and angels possessing humans / possessing demons possessing humans, the whole thing.
Maybe angels are nicer about it.
And also, you think Sam could find like a nicer way to exorcise demons instead of killing the hosts too?
But I think he was trying not to.
But he did all of them.
All of those ones. I think he saved a couple before that. Those ones didn't matter.
The diner demons. Nah, no dice.
No. Those
you
ones
done fucked
definitely
up. Forgot the pie.
Oh, he did forget the pie.
Forgot the pie deserves to die.
He's like, when have I ever forgotten the pie?
That's my new saying. Forgets the pie deserves to die.
You know when you forgot the pie before is when he got abducted in the diner.
Oh, yeah.
Another time he forgot the pie.
You can't forget the pie. I feel like that's like a tell right there. It's a supernatural tell.
Oh, something happened. You forgot the pie.
But I did. I know you're not a huge fan of him when he first drives on the scene, but I love Castiel's entrance.
I like his entrance. I thought it's awesome with like you said, the camera angle and the wings and the light and everything.
Even the way he talks, he's just like, I did it. God has work for you to do.
Yeah, but he's just angels are dicks for a little bit, and you gotta live with it. He does get funnier when he becomes more less angely.
And I like how, I mean, obviously he regrets it later on, but I like how Misha plays Cass in the beginning
Yeah.
as his angelic self when he's like, I'm the one who gripped you tight and raised you from perdition. And then when he's explaining to Dean, he's like, yeah, why would an angel rescue me from hell? And he's like, good things do happen, Dean. And then I loved how he questioned him
Yeah.
when he's like, what, you don't think you deserve to be saved? And Dean doesn't even answer. He still asks him the same question.
Yeah.
And that's when he's like, because God commanded it, because we have work for you.
It's a whole other can of worms right there.
And this is the first dichotomy of Sam is working with the demon, Dean is going to work with the angels.
Yep.
That whole split down the center.
So many things are going to happen.
Oh, man. Perfect setup for season four. All right. So you got some fun tiddly bits for the beginning of the season four?
I think so. We'll see. There seems to be a lot of them.
All right,
Okay.
let's do it. I like how you're surprised.
Thought I did so good before preparing. Okay, the title of this episode, Lazarus Rising, refers to Lazarus of Bethany, who was raised from the dead by Jesus and whose story is recounted in the Gospel of John. This is our first appearance of Genevieve Cortez, aka Genevieve Padalecki, as the demon Ruby. No more blonde Ruby.
She gone, gone. Our girl is gone.
She's way gone. Poor blonde Ruby. This is the first appearance of Castiel, played by Misha Collins. This is the second consecutive season of 3 seasons, which will use AC/DC songs to accompany the opening recap. The third season uses Hell's Bells. This season uses You Shook Me All Night Long, and then season 5 will use Thunderstruck. Sam buried Dean in Pontiac, Illinois, which is over 200 miles away from New Harmony, Indiana, where Dean was killed by hellhounds in season 3, episode 16, No Rest for the Wicked.
Oh,
Two hundred miles.
no wonder he needed to put him in a box.
What's the significance of Pontiac,
He's
Illinois, though? Like, why would you drive him all there? It's not like you drove him to Sioux Falls and he was like buried in Bobby's backyard.
I'm gonna figure this out because I feel like okay, well, one, Jimmy happened to be the closest. Jimmy lived in Pontiac, so that's why Jimmy got picked for Cass's vessel.
Right.
So we at least know that because he just happened to be closest, I guess.
Hey, he prayed for it, Cass says.
I mean, I'm sure he did, but I doubt that there's some like.
I don't think he was like, please let me be your vessel, and I want to wear this trench coat forever.
I don't think there's any real significance to Pontiac from what I'm
Okay.
seeing. Besides the fact that, like, it's where Jimmy lived and explained Jimmy?
Do you think Sam was sounds Sam was just driving around with him, and this was like a spot that had something like, I don't know, maybe Ruby took him there?
Maybe.
I don't know. Okay. When Dean pushes his way out of his grave in the beginning, he breaks through the soil with his hands first, which is a reference to the film adaptation of Stephen King's Carrie, and one that has been made on Supernatural already, namely in season 1, episode 2, Wendigo, when Sam dreams about visiting Jessica's grave. No. Dean crawling out of his coffin and across the street to the gas station, as well as chugging water, was reminiscent of Beatrix Kiddo's Rise from Her Grave in Kill Bill Volume 2. The destination around Dean's grave, the trees were flattened outward from a center point, is reminiscent, excuse me, of the Tunguska event, which is a massive explosion thought to be caused by a meteorite in Siberia in 1908. It has been widely referenced in literature and TV, including an episode of The X-Files, which was directed by Kim Manners, who also directs this episode. In the gas station, Dean picks up a copy of Busty Asian Beauties, a porn preference of Dean's mentioned in Season 2, Episode 15, Tall Tales, and Season 3, Episode 14, Long Distance Call. And Dean calls up the cell company to track Sam's phone. He uses the name Wedge Antilles. This is the name of a rogue squadron fighter in Star Wars. Wedge Antilles, portrayed by Dennis Lawson, is the only non-main character to appear in all three original Star Wars films and survive. When Dean tracks Sam's cell phone, he finds he's in Pontiac, Illinois. This is also the home of Jimmy Novak, Castiel's vessel.
What?
Huh?
Who knew that? Also, the tree circle, I don't know, lack of a better term, reminded me of Hoyabachu Forest.
The circle in the middle?
Yeah, there's no trees that grows there.
Nothing, nothing grows there.
It's that uniform oval. That's what every time I saw that, and obviously rewatching it, made me think of Hoyabachu.
That's crazy. If anybody, there's a Ghost Adventures episode on, mm-hmm. on that, if anybody's wondering.
And if you're not familiar with the Hoyabachu Forest, it is a haunted or very creepy forest in Transylvania.
It was pretty creepy from what I could tell on the TV.
Yeah, it looks about creepy.
When Pamela is introduced as the medium, her name is given as Pamela Barnes, which was Victoria Principal's character on Dallas.
Ooh.
When Bobby takes the boys to see Pamela, the psychic, he greets her with the phrase, "You're a sight for sore eyes."
Oh, I didn't even get that.
Yeah, this is ironic since
that hurts so bad.
Cass burns her eyes out.
Foreshadowing.
Pamela Barnes going blind is reminiscent of the popular motif of the blind seer, which is frequently used in literature and theater, especially classical.
I got that part later on, but I'm still hurting from Bobby's comment.
Yeah, well, she's hurting from her eyes being melted.
Yeah, but she doesn't die.
That's true. I was going to say something, but I'm not.
I was kidding.
The best-known blind seer is probably Tiresias, a mythical prophet in ancient Greece who makes numerous appearances in literature and musical works throughout the centuries, from Dante Alighieri's Divine Comedy to the epic poem Paradise Lost by John Milton and the song The Cinema Show by British band Genesis. One explanation of how Tiresias lost his vision is also that he saw the goddess Athena naked. Ooh, he's peeping.
Scandalous.
Peeping on her.
Scandal.
Pamela going blind because of sneaking a peek at Castiel's true form might be another allusion to that. People said there was an error. Ruby tells Sam that no demon can pull a soul out of hell and put back into his body. However, the Crossroads Demon and the Crossroad Blues offered to do just that by bringing John back from the dead in exchange for Dean's soul. There is no indication that the demon had been lying, but it's a demon.
I'll say it is a demon. Hello. He might have known that you're not. I feel like this. You're reading too much.
And people always do.
Truth.
And the way she threw it in Dean's face after he turned the deal down gave every indication that she could have done it. This is what the IMDb person said.
Mm. I mean, I get it. It is conflicting, but there's also no proof that she could have done it.
Right. I just like to throw it out there. There was another one that I was like, no, that's not right at all. And I didn't put it in. Jensen has described how he has a scar from filming the gas station scene where real glass, rather than candy glass that's usually used in stunts, was used at Kim Manners' insistence. In the scene where he lies on the ground after glass shatters, you could see a bandage on his arm, presumably from an injury in a previous take. He also mentioned that the dirt that was used when he was buried was made of crushed Oreos.
That's the kind of dirt I want to be buried under.
You could eat your way out.
Yeah, well, then if it any falls, because he's also screaming.
Yeah.
So any of that falls in your face, at least if it falls in your face, it's going to taste good as opposed to real dirt.
Yeah. Blah. And then you get a little yummy snack.
Mm-hmm. I'll do as many takes of that as you need.
Here's a spoiler. We've spoiled something so far
today.
Spoiler
alert.
Why not spoil more?
I mean, we're in season 4.
This is the only 11 more to go.
Hey, chucking right along.
This is the first appearance of a normal angel. It's revealed in Season 5, Episode 8, Changing Channels, that the trickster is Archangel Gabriel, so this would make Castiel the second angel in the series.
Spoilers.
That's a big spoiler. Do you want me to cut it out? I can cut it out.
No, because you mentioned my bro, my
Yeah,
boy.
I thought you would like that one.
I do. I actually, I do. I also mentioned Gabriel in mine.
OMG.
But I don't want to go too much because I want to go all in on Gabriel next time.
I'm sure you would.
I do.
I'm sure you would.
Yeah.
According to Dictionary of Angels, including the fallen angels, Castiel is an angel of Thursday in the occult lore. This may be referenced to the fact that Supernatural aired on a Thursday night on the CW network at the time of the episode's original broadcast. According to the newspaper that Dean looks at in the gas station, he pushed his way out of the grave on a Thursday. A number of foilers were released in relation to the casting of this episode. Was that like a fake spoiler? Faux
I
spoiler? A foiler?
guess a foiler.
The casting sides for Castiel indicated he was a demon, and Misha Collins has related that he prepared on that basis for the audition.
So that's why he made the gravelly
Yeah.
voice. Oh, that makes it. I mean, I'm now curious what he would have done differently.
I don't know.
Because Jimmy Novak is kind of his regular talking voice.
Yeah, what would he have done
So now I need to
different?
know what he would have done differently
Well,
if he
maybe you
were.
can ask him at MementoCon.
Oh my gosh, I will. He probably
You're
won't remember. That was what,
like, what? I don't know.
11
Did
years
you
ago.
see the video like a couple it was probably a couple months ago where he tried to do the cast voice and he couldn't do it anymore?
Yeah, bro, it hasn't been that long.
I know. When Genevieve Cortese was cast, Kripke issued a statement saying that she would be playing a small town waitress named Christy who gets romantically involved with Sam sometime after Dean's death. Dean was not named in the sides, although the character called Guy appeared in order to keep the manner of Dean's reappearance a secret.
Sneaky, sneaky.
So they just went out there and lied.
Yeah, they just straight up lied.
So no one could figure out what was going to happen with your foilers.
Well, you think about it. This is before I knew how big it was gonna be. So this is still around the. I think this is still around the time that they were still only planning for 5 seasons.
Yeah, five and we're done.
That's it. No more.
Okay,
Just kidding.
maybe 15.
10 more seasons later.
The first 5 minutes of this episode were actually screened at Comic-Con in 2008.
I just want to go to a Comic-Con just so I can be part of a screening. Just so I can scream and not be scared at really weirdly in a theater.
The painting of the tiger in Sam's hotel room is the same painting that was seen in Andy's van in season 2, episode 5, Simon said.
Oh, God.
I didn't know we had to look out for the tiger again. Like the clock, the starburst clock, and the deer head, okay, but I didn't know we had to look at the van tiger.
Yeah, I thought the van was done. Dunzo.
Clearly not.
Nope.
Making a comeback. The phrase Castiel says to Dean, "We have work for you," echoes the phrase, "We got work to do," spoken by Sam at the end of season 1, episode 1, pilot, and by Dean at the end of season 2, episode 22, All Hell Breaks Loose, part 2. It also calls back to episode or season 1, episode 12, Faith, when Dean asks Roy LaGrange what LaGrange saw in Dean that made him pick him out of the crowd to be healed, and LaGrange replies, "A young man with an important purpose, a job to do, and it isn't finished."
Ooh.
Wowza. So
Mind blown.
everybody knows.
Everybody.
Everybody knows that Dean's important and he's got shit to do.
Maybe that's why Pamela wanted him so bad.
Oh,
I doubt it, but.
what? She's like, yeah, I got stuff to do. Me.
All
That is all I have for you.
right. Well,
On my first tiddly bit back.
some of your tiddly bits tie into my tiddly bits.
Oh my God, and we didn't even plan this.
Nope.
We're just amazing. We're so in sync.
I know, minus the fact that we can't speak English.
That's, you know, normal.
Yeah, that's neither here nor there. That's a basic episode for us. All right. So today I'm going to be talking about a boot.
A boot. We're not in Canada. But
I
hello
wish I
to our Canadian
were.
friends.
So they get all the good movies and TV series. It's not fair. Speaking of TV series, our boy started his filming
Yes, he was in
as Soldier
quarantine.
Boy.
OMG.
Can't wait. That series is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
I have yet to watch.
Don't do it with your daughter around.
That's what I've heard.
Don't do it. And prepare yourself
I
because
don't know if I'm prepared.
there's I just put, there's nothing you're not gonna see at all in The Boys. You're gonna see everything.
Everything.
Everything that you never thought you'd see in like a normal series.
Okay.
But it's good. Literally, they'll hit you within the first hit, pun intended. 10 minutes.
I don't want to get whacked with anything.
You won't, but someone will.
Oh,
okay. So I'm going to talk about Castiel.
I'm so intrigued now that like I can't not watch it.
Hold you in.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So Castiel isn't a real angel. However, Castiel does translate roughly to "My cover is God," or "shield of God," or "God's shield," in Hebrew.
Oh, okay.
Now, there is an actual angel named Casael.
Oh, so close.
And Casael is an archangel, where the Catholic Church only recognizes three archangels, Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. He is considered to be part of the post-biblical Judeo-Christian religion. And Casael is known as the angel of Saturn, and roughly translates to "speed of God." Now, when it comes to the archangels, they are the highest level of angel in heavenly court, and they carry three main jobs. They are used to communicate God's will to man. They are used as an inspiration for human beings and how they should carry themselves, as well as a catalyst of divine grace for humans. Casael is also considered to be the ruling prince of the seventh heaven, which is the holiest of holies, where God sits on his throne.
Seventh heaven.
I know, as soon as I wrote it, but it's a place. It is literally like the holiest of holy places.
Oh man, that makes that TV show just
because it's where God's throne is. It's where
okay.
He sits upon his throne.
Oh.
Now Casael is actually the patron saint of all overlooked people. This includes orphans and the enslaved, the oppressed, and unjustly persecuted.
And the Dean Winchesters.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot when reading about Casael that ties to Castiel.
Yeah.
That they did a really good job kind of mirroring. So he's a patron saint of all overlooked people. According to the Zohar, which is part of the Kabbalah, Casael, or Castiel, is an aid to the Archangel Gabriel.
His biffle.
So they are besties. He is known as the Angel of Tears, or the Angel of Temperance, or the Angel of Solitude. He is also the angel who presides over the death of kings.
Oh.
Some people say that Castiel is the Angel of Thursday, and Supernatural aired on Thursdays until season 6, but there's no proof. But there are mentions of Satchiel, who is considered the Angel of Thursday. Now, Castiel watches the goings-on of the universe without interference, but he kind of is that crossover between worlds and watches over the universe itself. He does appear to people when the person is at their lowest, such as when an orphan feels completely and utterly alone. He's the voice that whispers, "You are not alone." Some people believe that he appears when they're about to die, saying, "Now is not your time."
So I didn't mean to laugh. I just heard Michael Jackson singing in my ear. "You are not alone. I am here with you." Okay.
Now, Casael appears, and this is where it kind of changes, but kind of makes sense. Sometimes he appears as a bearded man wearing a crown, because, like stated before, he is the prince of the seventh heaven. And he is sometimes depicted as riding a dragon and carrying a spear.
Ooh, that would be fun.
His symbols are also dealing with dragons and with spears. Now, Casael is one of the rarest angels because he fell in love with the idea of the righteous man. And if you're not familiar with the idea of the righteous man, Psalm 1 is quoted as saying, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields his fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers." And because of this, Casael actually developed human emotions.
Oh, what?
Which makes him one of the rarest angels.
Oh.
Now, in Jewish and Mesopotamian mythology, he is associated with the direction north, and he is known as the controller of the moon, karma, and time. According to the Beret Monokaw, which is part of the Practical Kabbalah work written by Rabbi Abraham ben Isaac of Granada, he is associated with, and I'm going to butcher this and I'm so sorry, Kafitsat Haderach, which is the ability to travel through time and space quickly.
That's cool.
His name was used on ancient Hebrew amulets to drive away one's enemy. And how to do this was basically where they would take a charm and they would write words written in the blood of a bird onto that charm, and generally the name of the enemy, then tie that charm to the foot of a dove. If the dove takes flight, it takes the enemy away with it. If the dove refuses to fly, it's a sign that the enemy won't leave.
Ooh.
And here's my fun little tidbit. Castiel was most popular for baby names in 2010. So, a season and a half after Cass's appearance.
There were little babies out there wearing trench coats and ties.
Well, one of my friends, her Australian Shepherd, when she got him, his name's Castiel for Supernatural.
But it's not your baby.
Well, it was her baby. First dog.
Okay.
And then she got another dog. She named her Renoa. And then she had a baby, and she did not name it anything nerdy.
Not Castiel.
Stinking cute. But yeah, so there is no real angel named Castiel, but there is a belief that he is based loosely on the angel, archangel Cassiel. And I was just, in doing my research, which obviously I got my stuff from hiddenremote.com, mythology.net, holyart.com, belief.net, or belief.com, as well as a couple other YouTube videos, which all basically said the same thing. So I wrote down a mass majority of what everything was saying. The things that stuck out to me, obviously, later on are that Castiel was kind of like the right-hand man for Gabriel. The fact that he's known as the Angel of Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
He presides over the death of kings. He is the angel, the patron saint of all overlooked people, oppressed people, enslaved, and unjustly persecuted people.
Yeah.
And the other one is that he believes in the righteous man, which some people would believe to be Dean, and somehow developed human emotions.
That one got me.
I mean, because obviously Cass didn't come out riding a dragon carrying a spear.
It probably would have been a lot cooler if he did. I mean, it was cool, but it's not dragon cool.
It's not dragon cool.
I just pictured, like, Maleficent. Like, he was riding Maleficent.
And see, I go the opposite. I'm straight up on, so there's a dragon in Dragon Ball Z called Shenlong. And he's, like, a very long, snake-like green dragon. And that's what I picture. Shenron.
None of us went the Shrek route, though, so that's good.
Yeah, well, I mean, so Shenron kind of looks like a really longer version of, oh my gosh, I can't give his name. Mulan.
Oh, Mushu.
Mushu.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a green version of Mushu.
Like a bigger Mushu?
Oh, he's a very bigger Mushu, yeah.
Not as annoying as Mushu?
No, he's kind of like, y'all are dumb. You ordered me here to do this. No, I'm going away now. Boom, Shenron gone. Shenron out.
Did I tell you the other day, Aubrey said, let's get down to business? And then you clearly have to follow that with to defeat the Huns.
Well, yeah.
And she goes, no.
What?
I was like, we have to. I was like, we have to defeat the Huns. And she's like, uh-uh. Oh.
Well, who's going to defeat the Huns?
Clearly not us, because she said no.
Rude.
Someone else has to get down to business, because
it's not Aubrey.
We're not, apparently. I don't know. Can I leave her while I go try to defeat the Huns?
I mean, I guess.
I don't know how that works.
I feel like it's safer. She's just going to get in the way now.
That's true. She's not going to be into it. She's like, eh, whatever.
I'm not feeling it today.
No, not today.
Well, I think that properly wraps up our season premiere episode.
I feel like we did that kind of fast.
I know. Well, and I feel like this was such like a big episode. But like, really, what are you going to talk about? Angels? We got enough of them coming up.
Yeah.
That, like, I think we'll be okay.
And then, I mean, like we mentioned, Dean came back.
And we don't really have any, we don't have any real answers. We literally got Cass and angels are real.
Yeah.
Angels are real. Sam can exercise demons with his mind. We don't know how any of this is going on or why.
Nope.
So we don't have any of those answers yet.
Nope. And we're back to keeping things from each other.
Yeah.
Like, Sam's not going to tell Dean that he can exercise demons with his mind, and then Dean's not going to tell Sam about his cast coming in his dreams and shit. Like, it's just, we're back to that.
Sam's not going to tell Dean about a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, so far. Yeah, no Ruby.
He's not going to tell her, one, that that's Ruby. Two, he's not going to tell her that he's sleeping with Ruby.
Well, then there's three things that come later.
He's not telling, as of right now, he's not telling Ruby, he's not saying he's sleeping with Ruby, and he's not saying he can exercise demons with his mind.
Nope.
And I mean, I get that Dean's not telling Sam anything yet because he just found out that an angel raised him from perdition and that he came back from the dead.
Yeah.
But like, we're about to be in for like the best bromance ever. I say that loosely only because I love when he's like, Cass, get out of my ass.
I was just going to say that.
Anything dealing with Cass from now on is probably my favorite because he's still got that angelic mindset and
he's no personal space. No,
no, God, no.
Grasping dry humor or
anything. Oh my God. This is still like probably the, is this thing on? How does this work?
I found a liquor store and I drank it.
My favorite, I do have to admit after I sent that to you, I did quote it. One is, well, if the pizza man really loved the babysitter.
Exactly.
And my number one favorite quote, and it's not funny, but it's funny when he says it in the context in which he says it, which is, it was funnier in Enochian, is my favorite Cass quote. Because it's Cass having his own, like, angel humor.
Yeah.
Because no one else understands Enochian.
No. Oh, my goodness.
It was funnier in Enochian.
Oh, my goodness. So there's so much to happen. So many things are going to happen this season.
And it's going to feel fast because this is still when we first think we're ending on season 5 for the whole shebang.
Yeah.
So we got a lot going on in season 4 and a lot going on in season 5. And then they were like, oh, shit, this is a real good series. Let's keep it going. So we kind of have that weird dichotomy in season 6.
And then season 7 happens. And then you're like, why the hell am I watching this?
Yeah. And then season 8 just pulls you right back in.
Yeah. Can we skip season 7? No, I'm just kidding. We can't.
We'll just do one episode encompassing season 7.
We'll watch Charlie's episode. She comes in season 7, doesn't she?
Charlie? Yeah.
Yeah. We'll watch that and then we'll be like, yeah, okay. We can move on.
Play a game, bitches.
Yeah. Season 7, here's what happened. All of the plots in a row and then we're done. Goodbye.
Okay, so yeah. What episode is season 8? Yeah, so we can totally bypass season 7 because season 8 gives us LARP and the real girl.
Yeah.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves,
Let's dial it back.
And next episode, we'll be talking about season 4, episode 2. Are you there, God? It's me, Dean Winchester.
Yes, Dean. He's here.
Is he?
Well, I didn't want to, get into that.
For now, we have an angel.
Yeah, that's what we're going to leave it with. We have a Cass.
I feel like it's like a weird Marvel moment. Where they're like, yeah, we got the demons. Dean's just like, we got a Cass.
We have this.
We have a Hulk. I don't understand that reference.
Oh, Cass.
Classic Cass. I'm just going to say that now. It's going to be my whole thing this entire thing. Classic Cass.
CC. Classic Cass.
Classic Cass. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to us. Make sure you're liking us, sharing us, subscribing.
Telling all your friends.
I would say how much you love Supernatural and how much you love us.
How much you love us. You can catch us on Twitter, Instagram, at SPM Balls Pod. We're on Facebook. We are on TikTok. Liz's TikTok, which is blowing up.
Just the one Dean, but I do have some Joe coming up and then a bunch of other stuff because I do all kinds of fandom. I just did a Harley one because we had a Harley shoot on Saturday.
Her TikTok is randomchibi13. My TikTok, which is not blowing up because I only have 2 videos and 9 followers, is SpookyMiss13. Is that it? Is that all of our places?
I think that's all we got. Our places and all of our faces.
We're still doing the Buy Me a Coffee. There's a link in our bio on our link tree for that.
Don't feel like you have to, but if you have any extra money to spare and you want to help support us, it goes directly back into this podcast. It doesn't go into our pockets whatsoever.
It does not go into our pockets. It goes back to our
hosting.
Yes.
So, and we'll make sure to share that next time because I feel like we forgot during Hunter Happy Hour. We'll just put a link. I'm sure we can put a link somewhere.
Yes.
So.
Well, link everywhere.
Links everywhere.
It's also
Legend of Zelda.
It's also linked in the show notes for every episode.
Sorry, Loki just came in from outside and I guess he played too hard.
Oh.
He made it to the kitchen, looked at me, and literally just fell over like a cow tipping.
Oh.
I mean, he's got the spots, which is what made me think of a cow tipping, but he like could not make it any further than the kitchen.
I just can't go on.
Too much playing outside. Mom.
Feed me now. I need water.
It is almost his second breakfast.
Oh, my
now
tummy.
I'm going to go.
I had a rumbly in my tumbly.
Rumbly. I was about to say, I'm going to go eat some peach pie.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I got Eden Park the other day and I got myself a slice of Dutch apple and it was amazing.
I also ate Dutch apple the day I got my shot.
Yes.
We're all just very much Dean.
So Dean right now.
I'm feeling so Dean right now. I mean, you know, he's my favorite character.
I know who your favorite character is.
Dean.
Mm-hmm.
He makes like my top 10. It's fine.
Your top 10. He's right down there at the bottom. He's number 10, whatever.
Just because he's behind Lucifer doesn't mean anything. He's only second to Sam's Mutton Chops in season 7.
Oh, maybe we'll have to go over season 7 because of Sam's chops.
I just still love that video where they were on the red carpet and somebody decided to test all of them and make them put Sam's haircuts in like the 7 seasons.
And then Jared was like, I got them right. And Jensen
just like pops over and he's like, I hope you fucking cut it right. Well, the funnier part is, didn't Danielle get them correct?
I think she did, yeah.
But like, Jensen messed up too?
Yeah.
All right. Well, on that note,
thanks for listening to our rambles.
Yes. Next time, tune in for season 4, episode 2, and we will see you guys then. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Balls, a Supernatural podcast with Lizzie and Missy. If you want more, follow on Twitter and Instagram at SBNBallsPod or email SBNBallsPod@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe and follow Balls on your favorite streaming service.